Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. 22 states from the states of harm, an example of treachery and conspiracy. 22 of the existing states in the Islamic lands condemned in a joint statement the visit of the foreign minister of the Jewish entity, Gideon Sa'ar, to the Somaliland region on 6 January 2026. The visit came after the Jewish entity recognized the state of Somaliland in late December of last year. The statement was signed by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the foreign ministers of Algeria, Bangladesh, Comoros, Djibouti, Egypt, Gambia, Indonesia, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Kuwait, Maldives, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, the Palestinian Authority, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Sudan, Turkey, and Yemen. The statement affirmed that the visit constitutes a blatant violation of the sovereignty of the Federal Republic of Somalia and an undermining of established international rules and the Charter of the United Nations. It also stressed that encouraging secessionist projects is unacceptable. Events, major and minor, over the past 100 years have proven that this is the maximum extent of what those states established by colonialism on the ruins of the Khilafah, Caliphate, actually do, not the maximum of what they are capable of doing. They are capable of much more if they so wished. We have seen some of them send their aircraft and armies to Iraq, Yemen, and Syria. Others we have seen spend hundreds of millions to crush the revolution in Asham and to encourage fighting in Sudan. We have seen some of them participate in military alliances. Yet, we have not seen a single one of them send even one bullet to the West Bank or Gaza. Rather, among them are those who sent support to the Jewish entity during its genocidal campaign in Gaza. All of them confine themselves to continuing the numbers of martyrs, wounded, and displaced. All of this confirms that they are functional states whose task is to preserve the fragmentation of the Islamic Ummah and to prevent the return of Islam to the seat of governance under the Khilafah upon the method of prophethood, while enabling the Jewish entity to control the blessed land and protecting it. Although the statement of those 22 states considers the encouragement of secessionist projects unacceptable, it is their rulers who entrench the separation of the Islamic lands from one another by clinging to their seats of power. They are the ones who encouraged, or at the very least, remain silent about the secession of South Sudan, and today they encourage the division of what remains of Sudan. This means that they are capable of doing something and capable of mobilizing their armies if they wished, but how could they do so when they have mortgaged their will to the will of their masters in America and Europe? For how long will our Ummah remain silent over these Rawabila, incompetent, lowly rulers? For how long will its armies protect them and remain silent over their betrayals? Is it not obligatory upon them to break away from these rulers who lead them to destruction and to pledge allegiance, bay'ah, to a single Khalifa, Caliph, who rules us by the Sharia of Allah Almighty, mobilizes our armies to remove the Jewish entity, and carries the message of Islam to all people to bring them out of the injustice and darkness of colonialism into the light and justice of Islam? The Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir.